Motion, which is to reappoint Rick Gerard to the Board of Assessment Review.
This one here, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Nope, that's the boiler. There's another boiler. Here it is. Got it. Whereas Rick Gerard's term on the Board of Assessment Review expired September 31st, 2016, and whereas Mr. Gerard has expressed interest in remaining on the said board, so therefore we, the Catskill Town Board, hereby reappoint Rick Gerard to the Board of Assessment Review for a term beginning October 1st, 2016 through September 31st, 2021. Before I entertain the motion, is there any discussion or questions? Okay. Motion to appoint?
I make a motion.
Mr. Giordiano, a second?
Second.
Second from Mr. McCulloch. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion to reappoint Rick Gerard to the Board of Assessment Review was approved. And we thank Mr. Gerard for his service. And the second resolution. This is to accept an estimate to repair the boiler at the ambulance building. I think George was here last week. He's got an estimate from Huber Enterprises for $1,235, and because that was not budgeted by us, we would ask that someone make a motion.
Motion.
Motion for Mr. McCulloch.
Second.
Second for Mr. Giordiano. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried. Can you let George know, Liz, that he can proceed? We're also pursuing a contract of services for all of our buildings and all our boilers and air conditioners. And we're going to have to think seriously next year. We've got a couple of things we're going to have to replace. Things are beginning to limp along. Fireworks permit. Rip Van Winkle Country Club is going to host a wedding on October 15th and have asked to have a firework display through Misbehavin' Fireworks. They've submitted the required paperwork, and we, the Catskill Town Board, hereby approve the permit for a fireworks display at the Rip Van Winkle Country Club on October 15th and instruct the town clerk to notify the appropriate emergency responders of the event. I'll entertain a motion.
Motion.
Mr. Vosburg, seconded by Mr. McCulloch. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried. Clerk will notify...
Consider the fire department notified.
The fire department has been notified.
Yeah,
you're gonna let our Palinville guys know? And if we can let whomever else we know, ain't misbehaving.
Isn't John a fireman?
That's a wedding?
I think.
How cool is that? Very nice.
Going out with a bang.
Yeah. Okay, does that complete our... resolution? No, we got one more, don't we?
Well, yeah, just the one to schedule the public hearing with the town of Athens for the fire contract for Leeds.
Okay. So, but we need to pass that resolution this evening, correct?
Correct.
So we have reviewed the fire protection contract with Leeds Athens. There's been no change in their request, which means we need to hold a public hearing on October 19th, 17th, excuse me, on Monday at 6 p.m., I believe.
At the Athens Town Hall. Yeah.
And several of us will attend as appropriate, but we need to pass a resolution.
I make a motion.
Motion from Mr. Giordiano. Second?
Second.
Mr. Vosburg, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried. We shall start the process.
Abstaining.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. McCulloch is abstaining.
Okay.
Got it. Okay. We got the estimate on the boiler. Any other departments? Anybody has anything they need to put on the table? We have a departmental meeting on Thursday, so we can cover stuff. Can everybody make that meeting?
Yep. I'm going to try. I have a little hiccup.
Okay. Because we're going to start the process with the budget planning, establishing the workshops and the like. We got a letter from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs regarding the claims process. I did not receive that, Liz. Did you get it? Is there anything we need to
I don't think so.
Okay.
It was just how they're backlogged.
Got it.
And they're starting a new program.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, okay. Clinical documentation. They're just sending that out to everyone. Mm-hmm. Got it. Letter from Pete Lopez, which is going to provide support for our town grant application to the Bridge New York program for the Penn Avenue Bridge. It was a very nice letter explaining the importance of that repair. We got a letter from Central Hudson just emphasizing what you need to know, natural gas lines and electric transmission lines, kind of a self-help kind of exercise. And there is, for those of us who might be interested, and I'll share this with George and also Sean, Association of Towns has a personnel management school to be held November 18th at the Hilton Garden Inn up in Albany, so we'll spread that around. And then we got a very nice thank you card from the Greene County Council of the Arts regarding our contribution on the Spouts program. And then we also got a... I wanted to just share with everyone the submission letter that went on top of the Restore New York grant that we've applied for regarding the restoring any properties deemed eligible for demolition. So that was delivered and received and accepted on last Friday, actually, and Monday we got confirmation that they had received it. So they hope to have response sometime in the December, January timeframe. So that'll be good. And that proceeds apace. Continuing business, Delaware Engineering, to update us on the Jefferson Leeds sewer project.
Not sure that this is all that exciting. It's continuing. Three of the pump stations are in, so that work is continuing. Obviously, there's continuing work on 23B. There's been a little bit of a break because they needed to get another structure, and so they've been working in Jefferson Heights with another crew. The big question has been Central Hudson. We have had some very successful meetings with them recently. They will be following up very quickly. We don't have an exact schedule, but this is on their radar. This is an important project. So the Central Hudson lines will be coming through so that restoration can happen. One of the things that I'm going to draw a really crappy little picture, but if this is your driveway and we put our sewer line through here and Central Hudson is going through, if this is the main road, out here, main road, your driveway, Central Hudson, us, your house, you would have ended up with two cuts, and that would have been bump bump. We're going to have this whole entire area will be paved in between the outsides, so it'll only be two cuts instead of four.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best we can do. It'll be as smooth as it could possibly be. And that worked out really well. There's going to be some cost sharing with Central Hudson, and so we'll be able to get that accomplished within the project budget.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that, once Central Hudson gets going, and they can put in, you know, a few hundred feet a day, depending on conditions, once they get a certain distance away, the contractor for the pipeline will be bringing in a restoration crew
mm-hmm.
will be going through and doing restorations to follow them. They just need to get far enough ahead so that the restoration crew can follow them along and not be there one day and not there the next day.
Mm-hmm.
I know there were some concerns about the type of grass that was reseeded. That would be corrected.
Mm-hmm.
With a little miscommunication with the contractor, but that would be corrected. So the grass will be primarily bluegrass, which is what most of the lawns are, so it will be worn down.
Mm-hmm.
If someone has a special seed mix in their lawn, you know, they're going to have to work on that mm-hmm. themselves. But so I think those were the major issues. Again, we do urge patience. This is a huge project. I've driven through the community a number of times, and I have to say, I've done a lot of this work, and I know Sean commented on this as well. This contractor is keeping it very neat and very clean.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it may be hard to believe, but if you go to some of the other construction sites around the region, this is very neat and very clean. We do urge patience. It takes time to get a project like this done. And again, we like people to communicate with us so that we can address concerns. I think we have done as good a job of that as we possibly can. We usually get back to people within the day, if not quicker. And if we need to be here, there's people, our staff's here all the time. So
mm-hmm.
there's someone here to meet with you, look at your concerns, and understand what's going on. So do you guys have questions?
I do. I have a Central Hudson question. Maybe you can, maybe you can't. To put the new lines in from Central Hudson, does somebody have to be home?
To do the service connections? I don't know that.
I know, like, my parents are leaving for Florida next week.
I don't know what the answer to that is.
And I know that's going to be an issue with a lot of homes up in,
yeah.
in that area.
I'm going to say yes, because they're taking the gas meters out from the
inside the house
and
putting
them
outside.
I think they have to get in.
How do we go about that? I mean,
that's just Central Hudson.
Well, they're running the main trunk right now. They're not running to all the houses yet.
Yeah, they may, you know.
I have the contact poll. I'll share that with you, and we can reach into Steve and find out exactly what the impact is.
Monday, they had told us they were going to jump to North Jefferson and follow us, and I drove through twice this week, and they haven't jumped.
They haven't gotten there yet.
They haven't gotten there yet. There was a total miscommunication on that, which we discovered at the meeting on Thursday, I think. They clearly didn't understand what that meant, and they clarified that, and now they're trying to catch up.
They're trying to catch up a little bit. They got to pull some crews from some other spots. So.
But the issue of what happens with your question, I don't know. But
it may very well be, as Jared is saying, they may be putting the line through to follow us and then just not making the service connections, leaving the old line in.
Because they're not connecting houses as they're going.
Exactly. They're not doing that. But just like the sewer project isn't connecting laterals to the houses yet, that'll all be done when it's finished. So it may well be that's a next year kind of an activity, but that's definitely something to ask.
But they go year to year, so if it comes to, you know what I mean? Just so we know the answer to the...
Yeah, that's an excellent question, and I don't know. We've been trying to, when we have our meetings, we invite Central Hudson to come so that we can, have all of this information.
Right.
So that's a great question. Doreen, I don't know, do you want us to contact them, or do you want
to... I'm going to send it to Steve, but Travis has a contact at the guy that's actually running it at the local level.
Yeah.
So if you guys want to follow up, that's fine.
We'll do that.
And then I believe they're having some sort of an open house, Central Hudson is, to kind of talk to. They had one in August. I think they've got another one planned, Mary Beth.
That's my understanding as well, but I don't know what the date.
I don't either. So maybe that's something we should reinforce with folks, even put it on our website maybe, Liz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so we'll get that information off. Travis asking.
Okay. Yeah, I think everybody's trying to do the right thing. I think there's just stuff like, absolutely right. What would happen if you were going to Florida and,
Right.
But like you?
Well, the other thing you have to think about is as they go along installing lines, just like our sewer lines, the gas has to have continuous pipe to go in. So as they run along, there isn't going to be an opportunity to, say, connect one neighborhood and not connect another one. So all of that pipeline has to be in before they can make those connections.
Oh, yeah.
Just like with the sewer project, all the pipes have to be in before we can make connections. So I'm assuming that that's a future thing. I just don't know when and how. Because your point is a good one. Most people's meters are either in their basements or...
Yeah.
No, theirs is on the outside of the
outside
house.
Outside of the house.
Yeah.
The
then they might not need access.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Questions for our representative from Delaware Engineering regarding
One of them was a Central Hudson question. We don't spend the whole winter in Florida, just March, but we were wondering, because Central Hudson came to our house in the summer, we were planting a tree. So we called before we dug, and the fellow came out, and I was asking him, this was in May, and what he said was when they connected us, our pilot light, for everything that we had a pilot light for in the house would have to be turned off, we would be without power for about half an hour, he said. So we would have to be home, and I just wondered when all this was going to happen, because there's a part of this winter that we will not be home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's probably just like any other service call with Central Hudson that you have. It's scheduled probably just like it's going to be scheduled. They're going to have to schedule all those connections.
Yeah.
This is their, that's their project. They're going to have to deal with all of those.
But we'll get the answer to that.
Details,
and see if we can. You can leave contact information with us, and we'll try and get back to you.
Yeah, absolutely, sure. And then I just had two other questions, but it's more about the sewer project, not Central Hudson.
She's the sewer project lady.
So one of the things, and there's a million rumors floating around out there too. One of the things that we've been told is when our existing concrete septic tank is vacuumed out, that we need to fill it with either sand or gravel. And we're wondering why. A concrete septic tank is not going to collapse. So, I mean, it's just an added expense for the homeowner.
It's up to you. You're going to decommission your septic system with your contractor. You're going to do it. The town's not going to do it. So it's up to you.
Okay, so you're not telling us that we must do this.
Some people prefer to fill them and crush them so that you can put something over the top of them. Say you want to build a garage, you want to put something over the top of it, then it's structurally sound and you can do that.
Okay.
But some people don't. The one thing you have to think about is that is the tank is going to fill with water. So if you're going to decommission your leach field, there's no way to make it watertight, really. You can plug the ends and all that kind of stuff. So that's one of the reasons why people generally crush the tops, remove the pipes, so that as it fills with water, it acts just like the ground and the water. Groundwater level goes up and down.
All right, okay.
Because you can potentially end up with subsidence
you know, where
okay.
that kind of, so it's up to you. It's your software system.
Well, that makes sense when you explain that to me. Thank you.
Yeah.
And then
it's your software system, it's your property.
Well, but I it sounds almost like there might be rules and regulations that we need to follow to
There's
do this properly.
There are recommended standards for it for sure, but then it's just like any other recommended standard. Every site is different, every property is different, every situation is different, so you're really going to need to work with your contractor to figure out what's
okay.
the right thing to do on your property.
And speaking of that, then, we've also been told that a certified plumber or a licensed plumber in the county of Green has to be the one that digs the trench to lay our piping, and I understand you need a plumber for the piping and the connection or decon. I'm connecting it from one existing septic and connecting it up to the new sewage. But what if you had a friend with a backhoe? They couldn't dig the trench for you?
They can. The plumbing part is only the same thing. If you apply for a building permit inside your house and you need a plumber because it falls under that code, then you need a plumber. If it's outside, no, we have lots of local contractors who are not plumbers who do that work. Lots of them.
Okay, so we could have a good friend that's got a backhoe dig the trench and then hire the plumber to do the rest of it.
Do the piping and
do the piping and connecting up and so forth.
Yep.
Okay.
Connections, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Because if you think of it, so say you're going to keep your existing building plumbing inside your house exactly like it is. You have a pipe that goes out of the basement someplace to a septic tank, to a distribution box, to a leach field.
Yes.
If you just cut that pipe off and now you want to pipe around, that's just yard piping. That's not a plumber.
Yeah, you don't even need a plumber for that.
You don't even need a plumber for that. Inside your house, it's plumbing.
It's subject to code.
Okay, so in our particular property, we just will be doing external.
Then you don't need a plumber, you just need your local friend with an excavator and some pipe.
Huh.
It's safer.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, okay, so that's interesting. Thank you very much.
And there will be an inspection process just to make sure that it's all sound and everything, so you don't have any problems, and the phone doesn't have any problems, and nobody has any problems. But other than that, it's pretty, for a lot of people, it's going to be pretty straightforward. If people decide they want to change their internal building plumbing, so say your pipe goes out the back of your house and now you want it to go out the front of your house, or you want to avoid grandma's petunias or whatever it is, that stuff you're going to have to kind of figure out on your own. And that's one of the reasons why people say, well, how much is it going to cost? Well, the question is, what do you want to do on your own property?
Sure.
And, you know, that's where it gets really difficult, but it's the decision's in your, you know, the ball's in your court. But if that's outside your house, that's just a contractor.
Okay. And a few moments ago, you mentioned the leach field. We have to dig that up as well and get rid of that?
You don't have to dig it up, but you're going to want to think about if you, you know, you can decommission it and as it sits. But if you ever wanted to build something there, you wanted to put, you know, building on it or something like that, then obviously, you know, it isn't going to hold a structure up. It could subside over time.
Okay.
You know, you could end up with a depression, that kind of thing. So you just want to think about those kinds of things.
Okay.
A lot of people will be in limitless. They'll just leave it where it is and abandon it in limitless.
Okay.
The other thing to think about is that distribution box is, again, not going to be watertight. So there's always going to be groundwater running through that system. So just as you think about sort of over time using the land, if it's someplace that you might want to build something or whatever, whether you do it now or later, but that's your property, it's your decision what you want to do.
Okay. All right, thank you. Appreciate that. Okay, those are my questions.
Great.
Good questions.
As we get closer to completion, there'll be a series of Q&As. We're trying to send them out with the water bills. So as we get closer to that period of time when those types of things are going to come into consideration, we'll get more information out about.
In all probability, the hookup for where we are in Jefferson Heights and Wildwood Park would be, the actual hookup would be next summer.
Oh, definitely.
After that,
oh, yeah.
No sooner than that.
Okay.
Yeah, so soon as.
Okay.
And what will happen is, because if you think about it, we have this. This is a gravity sewer system, by and large. So it's got a pipe, water goes in it, it's at a pitch. Got some water goes downhill, so it goes downhill to a location. We have a number of pump stations, collecting the pump station, pumped up to the top of the hill, and then back to gravity. So the whole system has to be in place for anybody to put water in it, because it has to have somewhere for the water to go. So it's going to be at least until next year before that happens. And then what will happen is people, you'll get, just like you've gotten mailings, you'll get a packet that's going to say, sewer system is now ready for your connection. Here are the rules and regulations, here's what you need to do, here's how this whole process works. So you'll get an information packet. Everybody will get one so you know when you can connect and what the kind of what the rules of the road are and all of those things.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Try to keep it.
Question.
Straightforward.
Actually, that asked me. Now that they're running down North Jefferson, Wildwing, and all that, are they asking the homeowners where they plan on putting the stub?
They are. We've had a few. We've had a few markups in the wrong place, and the homeowners have been terrific about saying, "Hey, wait a minute, that's not where I wanted it." So they do. They go out and put stakes in, and then the homeowner comes home and goes, "It's not where it's supposed to go." So it's been great. They've either been communicating with our people on staff or with the contractor, and the contractor said, "Hey, you know, obviously they don't care where they put it. They just need to know where they want it to be." There's usually enough time. We haven't had a situation really. There's usually enough time for people to say, "Okay, you know, this is where I really want it to be, so put it over here."
Yeah.
We've had a few that have changed from where we thought they were going to be. The homeowners kind of reconsidered and said, "Maybe I really want it over here," that kind of thing. But that's what's nice, is a fairly flexible process as long as you know are there and kind of engaged. So yeah, they're asking everybody where they want it to be.
As they go by your home with the main road piping, they're asking,
"Where do you want this?" So there's a pipe that all the wastewater is in, and then there's a stub that comes out that's the connection to your house.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the location of that stub. You know, you're going to have frontage, so you have 80 feet of frontage. Where do you want it? Do you want
sure.
it on this end, that end? Where does it make the most sense to you? For a lot of people, they want it either close to their driveway, or they want it at one of the property ends, because you don't want to, because you wouldn't want to build anything over the top of it. So you don't want to foreclose any opportunities to say, if you said you want to build something or change location of your driveway or whatever it is, or those kinds of things. So people get to decide whether they want that connection to be made.
Excellent. Anyone else?
Will there be, from time to time, information in the paper, in the Daily Mail?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's just a nice article, actually. It was earlier, right?
Yeah.
Weekend.
Last week.
Yeah.
There will be. The town's website, and as Doreen said, we're going to try to do these FAQs to get, if you're on the water system, you get them for your water bill. And it kind of, we're trying to do the questions based on what's happening right now. So we're answering questions that people are having as we go along.
And if something occurs and you have a question, like, you know, a couple of times you said today, you know, we've been told. If you're looking for the you know, straight from the horse's mouth, contact
Liz.
Clerk Izzo, and she can reach into the engineers. We have at least, there's two of them that are out there, I think, during the days.
Two to three, depending, and then there's like six of us in the office.
Yeah,
so,
and Liz.
On this project alone. So.
Liz gives them a call and gives them your phone number, or you can reach out to them. And 9 times out of 10, they'll stop at your house and ask you what questions you have, and you can even point to them what you got going on, and they can give you some good guidance. That happened a couple of times over the last month.
It has. We've had a number of people who said, "Well, I don't know where I want my lateral to be. Where do I want that pipe to be?" So we've had folks have gone out and met with people and said, "Well, here's your property. This is, if it was me, this is my house, this is what I would do. Here are the reasons why." You know, so because we want these projects are it's public infrastructure, but it's very invasive from a private perspective. It really, really is on your property, doing things with your property. And so we want to make sure we do things that make sense. It would be very easy to go through and just every certain distance put in
cookie cutter
and not. And a lot of people do. A lot of engineers don't want to go through the process where they talk to every single person that's involved. But we've done a lot of these projects, and we've just learned that the best way to do it is just find out what people want and do to the extent that we can. Sometimes we can't do everything for everybody, but to the extent that we can, do what people really, you know, what makes sense to each property owner. It's your property, and you have to be happy with it, so.
Thank you.
Excellent. Any others?
That's also the questions that I came with.
Excellent. Very good. Otherwise, I will. Yes, thank you for coming and asking.
Yeah.
Now you can go home and spread it out through the neighborhood, okay? you've now become.
Spread some accurate rumors.
Exactly. Yeah. We like accurate rumors. You can be our neighborhood captain, okay?
Before construction started, I was getting coffee down at Stewart's, and I stood in line behind two women who were saying how this your project wasn't going to happen. And I'm going,
I think so. I think we're good to go. That's great. I love it.
They haven't driven through Jefferson.
Not lately.
Yeah.
Exactly. Those mounds were pretty tall.
Some stations are being built, but no line trees, yeah. So they didn't see anything. So.
And a thank you to everyone that worked on. We had some issues up at Quality Inn, and you guys were helpful with some excavated fill. We were actually able to repurpose it. That was a good day. I will entertain a motion. Oh, sorry.
I don't have a sewer question, but I did have a Quality Inn question.
Yes.
What is actually going to be done with that
building? Well, there's a process to be determined, but what we want to be able to do is make sure that we have a better economic development opportunity on that land. So the county owns it, and the county will be working through that process. We have applied for funding as the municipality of record, and we're hoping to get funding to take it to the next step, whether that be advised on demolition or whatever it is that we need to do. But that's the process that's underway now.
But the funding that you applied for allows for what kind of use?
Either restoration or demolition. For blighted properties,
right. It doesn't say what the end use is. It just says you have an underutilized property in your community,
right?
And it has to be for economic development purposes. Mm-hmm. It can't be like housing or those kind, unless it's mixed with other economic development. So it doesn't say what the end use is. But this program is really a really important program, and for a long time it was great. It existed, but there was no money in it.
Right.
And the problem is, as much as you can say, hey, listen, I got this beautiful piece of property right off a highway exit with 36,000 cars that go by a day, on an average day, but my barrier to doing something with that is that the site needs revitalization. And it's always very hard to get that very first piece of money from somebody to make that investment. So this program is designed to fill that gap between I have the property and I have interested investors. But there's this middle space of this property is sort of underutilized, may have some concerns about the building and the things that are there. And that kind of stuff. How do you investigate? How do you get the funds? The town can't do it. Mm-hmm. There's no way to tax anybody for that. The county can't do it. They don't have the ability to do that either. So where does that? So this program steps in that space and provides grant funding from the state to help figure out what is the future of our property like. What are the issues? Do you need to do a structural assessment? Do you need to do an environmental assessment? What are the things? This program provides the money so that you can kind of take that next step.
So then the town would look to develop it itself or look to sell it?
The county
will take the next steps. The county owns the building. We're just the municipality that building resides in, and that's the way this grant process is structured.
Okay, so you're going to get it to a point that then something else can be done.
Hopefully we'll get some funding to be able to get it to the next step, and then something will be done with it. It's too valuable a property when you think about it, right off the thruway, and it's been sitting there for how many years?
Long time.
Long time. Long time. Too many years. So this is really a great example of the county and the town just joining arms and pushing, okay? And being very assertive and appropriate, but we want to get to the next place.
Yes.
Excellent. I will entertain a motion to adjourn. No, we can't. Sorry. Oh, my gosh. Yes, I have to turn the meeting over to the clerk.
Yikes.
Holy cow. The important part.
I'd like to present the 2017 tentative budget.
You could have passed the town.
the reason for being tonight. Heavenly days. So the clerk has presented, in the appropriate time frame, the tentative budget, and I emphasize the word tentative because we have a fair amount of work to do on it, which will begin at our departmental meeting. Instructing the department heads what our next steps are and setting up our workshop dates, which will obviously always be open to the public.
We're going to try and do the workshop this evening.
We will do whatever works best for everybody that's working on it. Yeah, I would assume evening to open it up.
Well, then the public can.
It's a combination.
Not at 10 o'clock in the morning.
No. I just want to have that first meeting with the department heads so we can instruct them as to what the next step is. But then the workshops are, right now we've tentatively got the next committee meeting.
Yeah, no.
No, I hear you. I know what you mean. Yes, absolutely. Okay. Any other items?
Motion to adjourn.
Mr. Giordani, motion to adjourn. A second?
Second.
Mr. Vosburgh, all in favor?
Aye.
And we are adjourned.